If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, because I am a loser, can somebody explain to me what happened with Kylie Jenner and the post?
I think that restaurant posted that she had come into the restaurant and they were so honored that she came there to eat and they just wanted to make sure everybody knew. And then it kind of backlashed on them.
Why?
Because people said, really? You're honored that a Jenner is in there? I mean, what about common people, your regular customers? You don't post about them.
It went wrong.
But you take Kylie Jenner, and all of a sudden you're so proud and honored that she was there. I think that's how it went.
Wow. Well, let me read it. It says, intense backlash for publicly thanking Kylie with Instagram. Honor? What's different than any other guest?
See?
You can't do anything.
You can't do anything. People are so angry on the internet. I just don't get it. We look for stuff to complain about. I'm not that person. I just can't. I just don't have the energy to deal with it. I just don't want to argue with people all the time.
I know.
But there are some people that just enjoy it. They can't wait to write something that starts an argument with somebody. I don't get you guys.
Do you know I put too much mustard on my cheeseburger?
Yeah. Yep. And whose business is that, right?
Well, I kind of made it everybody's business.
Oh, you did? You did put it out there. Yeah,
yeah, but even if you put it out there, yeah. it doesn't mean that you're looking for somebody to argue with you. You're just showing that I love mustard.
I do love mustard. Yeah. I love mustard. And I said it's a good day for Bud's Burger because I'm going to go out and mow. And so I was getting fueled up. But, man, people are using the vomit emoji. And that's too much mustard.
They really are passionate about mustard. That's what I found out about that post.
I'm with Jamie, though. I love mustard. I take a plate. I'll make myself like a hamburger steak. And I'll make it, you know, it's a good size. It's probably a half a pound of hamburger, right?
God, yeah.
That I cook on the grill. But I'll take a plate and do it all in mustard first. Mm. And then put the hamburger on top of that.
I'm with you.
It's perfect.
It's like sauce.
I love it.
I mean, it is sauce.
Listen. Duh. Mustard's not my bag, but I'm not going to go there. Barb, you monster.
Literally, I was called the monster. I think I was even called a whore. Not sure what mustard
is. How that equates to mustard, I have no idea.
You sure that was a different post?
No, it really was. It was the mustard post. Man, they're just mad. I like this text. So I was talking about that compound bow. Listen to this. This is how great everything is. Jamie, you're wrong. If you have to wear one of those things, your draw length is incorrect. Fix yourself! Yeah. It's really not that serious.
No.
And by the way, I was doing archery at the Four Seasons. They're not going to let you get hurt.
No.
you know, it's a 5-star hotel. They're not going to be like, hey, I hope she gets a big rash on her arm. It's like, and it's not something I'm going to do on a regular basis. They just offered it at the hotel.
Well, good, because if you're looking to go to the Olympics for that, you're not going to.
No, because my draw length is wrong. Fix yourself. They actually added the word yourself. Fix yourself. That is some serious stuff. All right, anyway. BJ just told me I can't get a white car, so that kind of irritated me today, too.
Well, you can get white interior. You can get a white car, just not white interior.
How do you know?
Because you're sloppy. You're like me.
Oh, my God, I'm not sloppy.
I've seen the inside of your cars.
I'm not sloppy.
The inside of your cars are sloppy. Mine is, too, though. Mine's very sloppy.
Well, what happened with that one?
And,
I know you saw what happened. Oh, my God, you guys. I had a makeup compact, right? Yeah. And I opened it to go into Cheesecake Factory. I opened it and it broke and crumbled everywhere. And it has like an oil base to it. And what's that face?
I remember you sending us that picture when it happened. It looked like a disaster.
It was a disaster. And every time I tried to wipe it up, it just smeared because it was like, it was oily.
Imagine that with white interior. I see them all the time, especially with Tesla. But various cars that have the white interior, I just can't go there. I would never be able to pull that off.
I think I'm going for the Tesla, friends. The Y. But here's the other thing. My neighbors just bought one. And we share a property line. Is that like a...
I don't think it matters.
Right? The Tesla is different, right? Because everybody has the same...
Yeah, and
thing.
They didn't even get the... Did they get the Model Y?
They didn't get the Model Y. So
I think you're fine.
But it's white.
I can't tell the difference in models. Every Tesla looks the same to me.
The Model Ys do look
I like
way better than the regular ones.
Yeah. I can't tell the difference than any of them.
They have a light bar all the way around the front.
And they're just a little bit more cut and rigid.
They're good. Mm. Allison, she works here. I sat in hers on Friday. Yeah. I was like, I love this car.
Just by sitting in it?
I just sat in it.
Not even riding it.
No,
just sit in it.
She showed me some of the features.
Yeah.
And I was like, do they have Tesla school? Because I'm going to need that. Because it's got a lot of features. A lot of features. Anyway, all right, moving on. Somebody said, who are the evil people that put mayo on their food? I'm with you. That mayo is mayo tastes like mucus.
Mayo is delicious.
Yeah, no.
No, it should be called mucus.
No, it's so good.
All right, listen, example A. I went to Arby's yesterday. I was feeling like some Arby's. 2 for $7, I got the 2 ham and Swisses for $7. Great deal, right? And what's missing? It's a dry sandwich. I was like, give me some mayonnaise. Loved it on there.
No, horsey sauce is different.
No, mayonnaise hits different than horsey sauce.
Don't you think it tastes like mucus?
I love mayo.
Ugh.
Yes.
Love it. Yes. I love mustard. I love mayo. I love ketchup. I love all of it.
Love
it all.
Dude, I'll use mayo as just straight ketchup dip or fry dip.
Yeah,
not ketchup, just mayonnaise.
Y'all are going to hell.
It's delicious.
Remember, you bought me that whole supply of mayo that time.
I know.
I love mayo. I love mustard too, though.
All right. Anyway, it's the mustard mayo. What is it? Hollywood Report?
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing. I forgot I'm in the middle of this, you guys. I literally was just talking to you guys, and I forgot I'm doing this, and I heard that music. I was like, oh, crap. Shannon Sharp has settled his lawsuit, the lawsuit that his ex-girlfriend or whatever she was put against him, and he settled it. Here's the story. Sorry about that.
Shannon Sharp has settled a sexual assault lawsuit. According to his lawyer, the Hall of Fame tight end and former Denver Bronco had offered at least $10 million to settle the claim before the suit was filed in April. Now he's likely paying an amount that exceeds that. The terms of the settlement were not disclosed. Lawsuit originally sought damages of more than $50 million. Sharp strongly denied the allegations. He stepped away from his job at ESPN, vowing that he would return when NFL preseason begins. That's not far off. And it's not clear if he'll be back.
All right, so $50 million. He offered 10. She wouldn't take it. Now he's reached a settlement. So it's got to be at least 20, right? 25?
No, Carson said 40.
40.
Carson's wrong. He didn't settle for 40.
We don't know how much it was, okay?
No, we have no idea.
We have no idea.
Any guess is right.
Oh, my God. Somebody's so mad at me.
What?
They said you crossed the line bashing mayo.
You people are passionate about some weird things.
What is going on?
I don't know. I crossed the line. Oh, no. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell the trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show here on a Monday. Going to be 92 degrees today. Maybe some rain, but not likely.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie morning show on the Odyssey app. You can get us there. Podcast. Yeah, I've heard this before, though. Listen, I've got something I want to mention here because, well, I want to come clean. I want to confess.
Uh-oh.
And I'm
You're
somewhat.
Gay?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Might be easier to even say that if I was.
Oh, okay. I accept all. So, you know, I don't. Yeah. Don't be embarrassed about being gay.
No. It's not that. What I'm saying is that what I'm about to say.
Man love is hot.
Is something I'm not proud of.
Okay.
It's got nothing to do with gay.
Okay.
I became a little bougie over the weekend.
Whoa.
A little bougie.
You?
Yeah. Is it bougie or bougie?
Bougie.
Bougie.
Bougie?
Bougie. It's bougie.
Bougie to you.
Bougie.
Yeah, it's bougie. Yeah. If it's bougie, it's bougie.
Yeah.
Bougie. All right. I became a little bougie over the weekend. Okay. My wife, we were headed out to the Gaylord, right? And we needed a cooler because the cooler we have wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
Cooler we have, yes. I guess one of the latches on it or something had broken, so it doesn't really stay.
I cannot. No.
Lid will
Wait,
fly
can I? He didn't. There's no
There's
way.
There's no way.
There's no way.
My wife.
He's so frugal.
I think he did, though.
I don't know. He's so frugal. She must have done it because he's too frugal.
Here's a picture of the cooler she wanted.
Uh-huh.
And right here. And sent me to go get it.
Oh,
so that we could go out.
Okay.
Seeing that.
Right. Is it remote controlled or something?
I don't know what the hell it is.
It looks motorized.
Looks like
it?
It's got a satellite. Looks like a drone almost.
Well, like it looks like it has a motor on it.
No, you're right. Yeah. It looks like he can fly.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's beefy.
All right, so she sends me this. It's an igloo, and this thing is, I don't know how much it costs. It's a good size. It's got wheels on it. I mean, it's pretty high end here. Mm-hmm. So I go over to Dick's Sporting Goods to pick up the igloo.
Okay.
Frog and I. I get there. The only thing they have is Yeti.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. No igloo.
And you can get it to match your car. I got one to match my Jeep.
And then.
It's red.
I call her and I said, you know, the picture you sent me with the igloo, it's just not, they don't have it. I could try a different store, but it's getting a little late. We're leaving tomorrow. Can't the one we have work? Well, after some banter, some might call it an argument, but I but I'm just going to say after a pleasant conversation, I went ahead and purchased the Yeti.
Woo! What color did we do?
I'm not proud.
What color did we do?
Yeah.
Frog insisted that I get the maroon to match my truck.
Ooh. There you go.
Yes!
That's the thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, because Carson, it's like they knew what color his car was. Oh. It matches it perfect.
It's that rhino gray, baby, but it looks, oh my gosh, it's perfect. I couldn't have done it myself.
It's so great.
So here I am wheeling my new Yeti.
Wow, you're a Yeti owner.
Out of Dick's. I'm not proud, Jamie. I'm not proud.
How much was it?
$450.
God. Yes. It's worth every penny.
I'm telling you, my kid drove all the way from Colorado to California, and none of his ice melted.
It's worth it.
None of his ice melted. Whereas I took just a little igloo out to the cabin because I was only going to be there a little bit. Every piece of ice melted. Everything was warm.
Well, in my world, I have no need for ice to last that long. Okay, ice to me, if you can, you know, make it for a couple of hours, I'm good. Okay, no hard feelings with the ice. All right, you can melt on me, and I'm fine with it. I'm not like a lot of people that you have to last for 6 days. Okay. So here I am coming out with my $450 cooler. Okay.
That matches your truck.
And I'm already feeling like, what? What have I done? Why?
Buyer's remorse.
You know, you know when you buy something like a vehicle or something and you realize, man, I way overpaid. I shouldn't have.
No,
done
this
it.
Is worth
I'm
it.
I'm an idiot.
This is,
okay.
Listen, it's So
we're gonna go to the Gaylord, right? So the next morning, we have a new Yeti, right? So we go to King Soopers.
Did you get the shirt?
No, I didn't get the shirt. We go to King Soopers. We get $250 worth of crap to put inside this Yeti.
Yeah.
Now I'm in $700 on
it. Oh, you almost cussed. I just watched your mouth.
I almost said it. I'm sorry.
Did you see
now,
his mouth?
Yeah.
I'm in $700, and don't think I'm not keeping tabs of this in my head. Okay? She's not, but I am.
Right.
I'm $700 deep in a cooler with some ham in it and ice. We get to the Gaylord.
Look how much you're going to save by not eating there. My stomach growled.
We get to the Gaylord. Guess what? First sign I see.
What?
No coolers allowed.
Oh no. Really?
Yeah.
No.
No coolers allowed.
Oh my, at the pool?
At the pool, Anywhere you go, the only place you could have a cooler is in your room. From the car to your room, and that's it. If you take that cooler anywhere else inside the Gaylord, it's not accepted.
Oh, my God.
You can't do it. You can't go to the pool. You can't go to the arcade. You can't go anywhere with a cooler. Can't do it. I have $700 investment. We'll call it. I have a $700 investment sitting in my truck in the parking lot.
Oh, no. So did you guys put down the tailgate and make some Sam sandwiches?
I just got to tell you, my first Yeti experience sucked. It sucked.
I mean, did you have lunch out of it at all?
Yeah.
Or did you
No, we never ate out of it. Everything I took to the Gaylord, I brought home.
But I bet you the ice was still there.
Yeah.
Not one thing.
It was still cold, man.
Yeah, the ice is still there.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't forget, download that Odyssey app. It's a great app for your phone. You can go back there and get anything you missed on the program today. We talked about that dude and that woman that were busted on the Kiss Cam at the Coldplay show. That's all on the podcast today. We have some more information that came out on that particular story. They're both doomed right now, aren't they? I mean, they're not.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not looking
good. You don't leave
your
house, do you, when you're under this kind of scrutiny,
I
guess?
I just can't believe it blew up like this. I mean, it was fun to watch, but now I'm kind of having like a second feeling for them. Like,
me too.
Kind of I feel sorry for them. I know that they're in the wrong. Listen, I understand the moral compass, but you do kind of go, but this is a lot.
The way it happened, it was just a perfect storm. No one really deserves that.
Right? That much scrutiny.
Yeah, they've been pounced on, man. Yeah. I mean, they've lost their jobs. They've lost their families.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And we don't know what the kids are going through.
Don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really nasty. And people just keep piling on with the memes, AI.
It's funny.
It's just, here's what shocks me, though, Jamie, is because, again, this is a moral issue. That's at stake here. But these two people show up at a concert. They get caught on a Kiss Cam. They're having an affair, obviously. They try to dodge and get out of it.
Yep.
I was kind of surprised that Major League Ballparks this weekend went so far to do the Coldplay cams and to basically make fun of this. I was a little surprised about that because, I mean, we are talking about an issue where a family is ripped apart. Two families. Completely ripped apart, and you've got Major League Ballparks that are making fun of it this weekend.
I know, but the Phillies was so good.
It
was just so good.
You know what I mean? I get when people get on the internet, they do their own little memes and things like that. Okay, I get that. But we're talking about Major League Baseball.
Corporations did it too.
Jumping on.
I mean, Paramount.
Yeah,
Paramount did the whole Titanic thing.
And then one of the airlines did something.
Frontier did something.
Yeah. So the only thing I thought was shocking was how many lies that we found out weren't true. Like the letter that we thought the CEO wrote. He never wrote that letter.
Everyone ran with that. And then I ran. I totally got duped because I was like, oh my gosh, Jamie, his daughter's literally like getting followers off of this drama.
And it was this fake French model. She said she was the daughter and she wasn't.
She owned it, yeah.
And everybody believed her. So that was fake too. What was the other one that somebody even texted about it, but it's totally fake. There were so many fake things that went on. It was like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with what's really the truth in this
Correct.
Thing. We know for a fact that they were having an affair.
Right.
We know for a fact that both have pretty much split up from their significant others. One being, I think she's already in the middle of a divorce or divorced. I don't really know. Her name is Kristen. We also know that the lady that's inside that VIP box did not work for the company, right?
Right.
She was a friend.
And we also know that the wife did not drop her last name on social media.
Yes.
Okay.
She's instead on a down low in social media. She's not even really on it.
The man, the dude that's in this thing.
Andy.
He's the CEO, or was. He has resigned. Mm-hmm. They have told him to hit the road, Jack, right? Never come back. She was the HR director for the company. She has resigned. She wasn't fired. She has resigned from her position. We know all that to be true.
And they both scrubbed their LinkedIn accounts.
Yeah, I would scrub all social media. You don't need that.
They got to be in hiding right now.
And let's do this again because I love this game. All right, let's go around the room. Do we think they're going to make it forever?
No.
Not a chance.
That's true love, man.
You don't think this doesn't make them stronger?
No. They're making it, dude.
There's a chance they don't see each other again.
Do you see them holding each other there? That's true love.
Although I will say, I mean, they're so isolated. Oh, you might want to stay together.
Oh, because that's all they have.
All they have is each other.
Yeah. Oh, that does that's make it closer. Oh my God.
I think when you're busted like this, it's over, man.
No, I think he's right. Now they're isolated and they're shunned by the whole world.
The world hates them. The only person you can lean on is the person that you were with at that time.
They really only have each other.
Yeah. Well, maybe it will be a happy ending. Who knows?
Yeah, they're going to be forced into it.
It would have been funnier, though, if that kiss cam had hit them and he had shoved her out of the way. Stepped right there in front of me. Now we all have a way we would have handled it.
I know.
Have you thought of that?
Yeah.
Now, what would you have done if the kiss camera hit you? You said Heimlich, which is a great answer.
Well, I stole that, but yeah.
Yeah, the Heimlich maneuver because of where his hands were. Or you just take her and just spin her out of the way. Like that woman got in front of me, babe. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know who she is. Right.
Or you do, they had one where they pretend fight, like, shut up.
Ah. I saw one where they're like, yeah, they should have just started dancing together.
That would have been fine, too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, you're the wife? Like, because, I mean, if you've ever been cheated on or whatever, you analyze those pictures. So she is slow screenshot every single second that we got to see. Yeah. And she's looking exactly where his hands are, what that girl looks like. She's zoomed in on her teeth.
It's so true.
Relentless. I can't even tell you. The wife of the CEO, and we don't know about the husband with the Kristen lady. We don't know if he's out of the picture or what, but we do know that he was married and they were together. And that wife has to be she's got to be in hiding too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She's just so embarrassed.
He's humiliated her. Yeah.
Well, there's even a video came out on Saturday that someone's taken behind them and literally like
they're you sure?
Yes. No, it's not AI, it's nothing. It's them like smooching. I have not seen this. It's on TMZ.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, at the concert.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Maybe if it's on TMZ it's legit.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Who took the picture?
I have not seen this.
It's a video of someone else that was behind them in the stadium.
Has anybody seen
it? I'm telling you right now, I can post it.
I'm seeing it. It's on TMZ.
And they're all over
each
other.
Is it legit?
Yeah.
I'll be able to tell you after this ad plays, but yeah.
Oh, you should go to the University of Phoenix.
Who cares? Who cares if it's legit? Let's just run with it.
Okay, fine.
You know? It doesn't even count being legit anymore.
That's true.
Just whatever.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
EJ and Jamie.
All right, we got to go. That's a Monday for you. That was pretty quick.
Monday, isn't it?
Yeah. That was a quick show today.
It was.
Things went by fast, right?
I really like having Mondays off, though.
Me too. Me too. Every now and then it pops up, that whole three-day weekend thing.
Yeah.
I wish for At one time, I just wish it would just go through. We'd always have a three-day weekend. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. Oh, okay. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy.
I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. You've got
getting,
the
I'm getting my whips
injections
done. I'm getting my lips. They're going to be a phobia different.
Got that? The Botox?
Yeah, got the Botox.
Everything
today. Mostly I'm excited about my whips.
All right, have fun at the shots. That ought to be fun.
I will. Yeah. Yep.
We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.